Welcome back to First Coast Connect on 89.9. I'm Melissa Ross. Well, it's a new concept that's springing up across the country and right here in Jacksonville, an art studio where even the most unskilled painter can walk in, maybe have a glass of wine, and a couple of hours later walk out with a painting they did themselves, and it actually looks good. I know it sounds hard to believe, but it is actually happening. David Durrett opened such a studio here in town, and he's here now to talk about Yes You Canvas. David, welcome.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's a great idea. You're the first to bring this to Jacksonville, but this is a concept that's taking hold in other cities, correct?
It's really amazing. I became aware of it last year, really over the holidays. It's big in Birmingham. It's big in New Orleans. Other cities around the South particularly have had artists open studios that they've invited the public to. And they produce a series of paintings, and each day on the calendar online, there's a painting that you can choose, and everyone who wants to paint that painting signs up, comes in, and the instructor takes you through the process stroke by stroke. So even if you've never painted before, it's a matter of just coming in, going through a series of steps, and I paint along with you. So it's not like I'm standing, walking behind you saying, do this, do that. You're watching me, and you can make your own choices. You'll see me do a certain color, do a certain shape, and if you want to do that, fine. If not, that's fine as well. But at the end of 2, 3, 4 hours, depending on our pace and the type of painting we've got, you will take home a finished painting that you will love, even if you've never painted before.
I'm just amazed by this because I can't even draw stick figures. Meanwhile, David Durrett, full disclosure, David and I used to work together
at
the Dalton Agency. David, you're a very talented artist.
You're very sweet.
You should have seen his office. It was full of his artwork, and you have a natural ability.
Well, thank you. For those
that don't have a natural ability, I'm just curious, how do you counsel them or work with them in just a period of a couple of hours to the point where they can create this beautiful painting?
Well, I feel like art is kind of visual art is the public art form. None of us can sit down at a piano unless we have some talent or training and really produce anything that people would like to hear. We can't get up and give a soliloquy people will listen to for very long, you know, but we can do a painting because each of us has handled paint. We've all handled a brush. We've painted a wall. We've painted a piece of furniture. It's the same concept. And to me, painting a picture is not much different. It's just a series of choices that you make. If I'm going to paint a picture of a bowl of flowers, then I'm going to make some choices in my head. I'm going to do this first, then I'm going to do this. I'll block out the flowers, then I'll paint in the leaves, and I'll outline them next. Well, those are things that I think through in my head as I'm painting. I can take you through those exact same steps and choices I'm making so that you can make them along with me.
So do people literally watch the way you move the brush on the canvas and then just mimic the same exact
thing?
They do.
I tried to keep it very simple. You know, everybody thinks that they're going to take the next new concept and make it their own and do something special with it. And I think that at Yes You Canvas, I've got a formula where we've got three brushes. We just use three brushes. Everybody paints on a big 18 by 24 stretched canvas. It's just like an artist paints on. No canvas boards. You put it right on the wall without a frame even if you like. What you do is we go through a little bit of theory at the beginning where I'll show you how the brushes work. There's one brush in particular that's very versatile for us. And once we've done just a few minutes of theory, then I'll show you how it works. And then as I'm going along, it's learning by watching and by doing. It's all hands-on. So it's very it's really something that I believe anyone can do because you've held a brush. You know, you've painted something.
What are there people though that are just completely unteachable?
No,
Do you ever have people walk out with the worst painting that you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah,
because that would be my fear.
No. We got to get you in there.
I want to check it out.
I have been open about 4 months, and I have not had anyone leave saying they didn't like their painting. I won't let you leave like that. I won't let you leave unless you're happy with your picture, and that's something that's important to me. I won't touch your painting, but I will. Our classes are intimate enough. We have anywhere from 5, 10, 20 people where I can still walk around, even though I'm up on a platform painting this picture along with you, I can still observe what you're doing, help you make some choices if you have questions, if you want to make some color choices that you're unsure about, we can talk about it. But you go through it and, you know, what happened every night, people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. This is really something I produced. I can't believe that I am so proud of this work of art, this masterpiece. And it's true for kids too. I do kids and adults, and the kids are it's the same process for kids. It really is.
Right.
People are just so thrilled with their accomplishment, and there's nothing like producing something creatively that you've done that you didn't realize was inside of you. And with just a little bit of prodding, a little bit of help, you really can do it.
I'm going to have to check it out. Now, you mentioned you have kids' parties, you have date nights, you have girls' night out nights. What's the atmosphere like with a bunch of girls' night outs as opposed to a kids' party? I know that you allow wine.
Yes, I do. You can bring wine. That's an important part of the concept. You have to bring your own, but I do allow it. I mean, you can bring anything you like. I mean, it's really no rules. You come in. I want this to be a completely relaxed environment. And, you know, a lot of folks may already have a little bit of stress coming into a situation like this, but, I want you to feel completely at ease, and anything that you need to bring with you to help you feel more comfortable, you're more than welcome to do. But the actual reaction that people have, the process you're going through, is the same whether you're 8 or 80. You're still producing something. If it's a child, we do it in an hour. We have kids subjects. Adults, we have obviously more grown-up type of subjects. The classes last a little longer. But every night, we have a set standard class at 7 o'clock, weekends, 7 o'clock on Saturday, Sunday is, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It depends from week to week, but you go online, look at the calendar, and anyone can come in, and you just go online to yesyoucanvas.com. You go to the calendar, you see on this calendar, every day has a different painting. Click on the painting, you go sign up. You come in that night, your transaction's already occurred because it's an online process you go through to sign up and register. You come in, so all we're doing is painting. I just take roll and we paint. Anybody can come to those public classes, and then during the day I do kids' parties. I also do, you know, team building for companies. And it's really the perfect thing for companies to bring folks in, and everybody becomes it's a very democratic process. Everybody is the same. They're in there doing something they're not necessarily familiar with, but they're going through a series of prompts and a kind of instruction to produce something together and yet giving it their own individual flair. So there's just a lot of different ways that this idea can be applied to make people feel empowered, good about themselves, and also accomplish something that they didn't realize they could do. It's only $35 for adults, and it's $20 for kids. And for that, you know, relatively low amount, I provide all the materials. I provide all the instruction. Right now, you and I are from advertising, so we're always looking for the next gimmick. I decided to call this month Smocktoberfest. So we're having Smocktoberfest, and I provide the smocks, I provide the paint, the canvas. You just come as you are and leave as an artist. That's my little slogan.
Oh, that's cute. And there are, let me see your brochure that you kindly brought with you. Now, for listeners, you have a choice between lots of different paintings.
Yes.
Flowers or a martini glass, lots of different choices. I'm just curious, do you find certain groups choose certain paintings more than others, or is there a pattern?
You know, when I started out, I did a little bit of everything. And what I have found is that my floral pictures, the flowers, are extremely popular. And there's different types of flowers. I do just a big flower with large petals. I've got a new one with daisies. I've got a hibiscus that's very popular, a sunflower. The kids love the sunflower because the sunflower is a good standard-looking flower they can change the colors on. Also, I would say the kitchen-related paintings, which happen to be the ones that have bottles of wine or a margarita glass, those are also very popular too, because I'm not a snob about what people do with paintings. You're not putting it in a museum. You're putting it in your home. So mm-hmm. you want something that's going to look good in there. That's why I talk about changing the colors as you like them. So tonight we're doing a cornucopia. I'm very excited about the fall, getting into the holiday season, doing seasonal images. We're doing a cornucopia tonight. Tomorrow night we're doing a lady with a big hat. It's like it's a very stylish looking contemporary portrait of a lady, which is popular. But it's not just women who come; it's also men too.
Do they pick the flower images?
Well,
or not?
You know, men pick whatever the ladies have brought them in to paint that night. But I've also had men come on their own. There's no shame in that. I've had men call me. You know, I've been on the phone for 10 minutes with men. Is it okay for us to come in and paint? Is it really okay? And I'm like, well, I'm there. It can't be that threatening. I'm there painting.
You're not a girly man if you want to go paint. Man. It might be, you might impress your girlfriend
and also,
if you
too,
take her there.
You know, they can paint for their, I have a lot of folks come in and paint as gifts, especially with the holidays now. I also do gift certificates. You can go online and get a gift certificate. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Excellent. He's David Durrett of Yes You Canvas.